In it's in green on the right hand side. Thank you. It's another weekend with four new movies opening in theaters. Last week it was Elysium at number one, followed by We're the Millers, then Disney's Planes. I saw Elysium and We're the Millers, and my verdict is Elysium sucks it, and I enjoyed We're the Millers. First up this week, it's about the founder of Apple, the first movie, the late Steve Jobs. The movie entitled Jobs is now playing and stars Ashton Kutcher. I've got a lot of respect and appreciation for all the things the real Steve Jobs brought us, but this movie looks terrible. First off, Ashton Kutcher is not a good actor. He's never even been in a movie that was good. I guess The Butterfly Effect was alright, but did anyone actually enjoy any other movies he's in, like The Guardian with Kevin Costner, or What Happens in Vegas with Cameron Diaz, or No Strings Attached with Natalie Portman? I've yet to meet them. The movie is directed by a guy whose only other movie you've heard of is the 2008 Kevin Costner bomb, Swing Vote. The guy who wrote the movie Jobs, only job listed on IMDb, is the writer for this turd. As great as the real Steve Jobs was, I don't find anything appealing about this one and won't be getting punked out of my money this weekend. Also in theaters is the Lee Daniels joint, The Butler. His most notable previous work includes the family movie night favorite, Precious. It stars Forrest Whitaker as a butler with a lazy eye who serves at the White House under eight different presidents, and we see how the ongoing events in the world, such as the Civil Rights Movement and Vietnam, affect this man's life. Along with Whitaker, Lee Daniels, the butler, stars Oprah Winfrey and Mariah Carey in a comedic cameo by Robin Williams. And remember, if you go to buy a ticket for this movie, don't ask to see the butler because the official title is Lee Daniels, the butler. The third movie opening this week is Kick-Ass 2. The first movie was a sleeper hit and starred Nick Cage, but this one removes Cage and brings in Jim Carrey, who has distanced himself from the movie due to the extreme violence after the Sandy Hook incident. It brings back Aaron Taylor Johnson as Kick-Ass and Chloe Grace Moretz as Hit Girl, and McLovin returns, but this time switching to the dark side, and his character's name can't be said on radio, but the initials are MF. He's the MF-er. I'm looking forward to this one and was a fan of the first, and I think it's going to be a success this weekend. The fourth new movie now playing in theaters that picked the wrong week to open is Paranoia. This one looks like a dud from the get-go. It's directed by the guy who directed Legally Blonde and most recently the Ashton Kutcher and Katherine Heigl borefest Killers. Paranoia stars Liam Hemsworth from The Hunger Games and a bald, rapidly aging Harrison Ford. Gary Oldman is also in this film, and the plot involves Hemsworth as an entry-level employee at a powerful corporation who must spy on his boss's former mentor to secure a multi-billion dollar advantage. I lost interest in this film just saying that. This one just doesn't look interesting to me, and I may be wrong, but I think it's going to be a big flop. My prediction for this week is that people will still see Jobs even though Kutcher is a terrible actor, and it will be number one, and the real question is whether Lee Daniels, the butler, or Kick-Ass 2 will be the number two spot on Monday. The choice is yours, and that's this week's extended Matty T Minute.
Bro.
That is awesome.
I mean, I applaud you.
They only get better. They only get better.
He made fun of Kelso, Idi Amin, and Miley Cyrus's boyfriend in 90 seconds.
He plays
genius.
The best line in there plays a butler with a lazy eye.
Was that a character trait that he was going
for? I don't
think
so. Oh, no. That's just how he looks.
Man. It just gets better.
Man.
They get better every. He tops the last one.
Oh. That was
pretty good. He's awesome.
He told me it was going to be good. He called his shot, and then he hit. He called two home runs, hit three.
He was rude.
I would continue further in this segment, but I can't see through my own tears. That was beautiful. Matt, you have a way with words. Sport clips. Sport clips. One sport, many clips. Online at sportclips.com.